This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The news continues at 6:22. On Thursday, St. Louis City will hold a hearing on a potential data center being constructed on the former site of the Armory. KMOX's Sean Malone broke down the impact these data centers could have with CBS tech contributor Ian Scheer, asking first about the negative impact they could have on local communities.
There's construction jobs when it's being built, but then there aren't that many jobs to run these things. These are computer programs after all, right? Like, all it takes is a keyboard and a mouse and someone who knows how to work it to get it working correctly. And that's part of the larger problem, is that consistency is always an issue. So the amount of power needed by these things is enormous. We are starting to see that it's affecting actual energy rates for you and me today. The data centers already are. And in some parts of the country, significantly, right? We're talking about increasing their energy bills by double-digit percentages. These things also drink a bunch of the fresh water that is in an area. So I am originally from California. I know what it's like to worry about where my water's coming from. And though a lot of places don't have to worry about that, there is only a certain amount of water out there that's fresh and clean. And at some point, these things start eating more than what the county is able to create. So water prices start going up. And it's not like it's just cooling a computer and then you can drink it. They have to add certain additives to make sure that these things are working correctly, that they don't build up a bunch of gunk inside of the computer, all that stuff. You can't just drink the water after it's been through a computer. So now you have treatment facilities you have to build and all the investment that goes there. So there's a lot of negatives, not to mention, by the way, the eyesore. These things are just enormous gray buildings that don't really look like anything. And, you know, for a lot of people, that's okay if it's in the middle of nowhere in Oregon, which is where a lot of them are, and they're kind of nestled in the trees, and you don't have to see them. But if they're in the middle of downtown, which, you know, you need it near some people, then that's a problem, right? It's not that fun to walk past.
St. Louis City right now is working on coming up with some sort of regulations or baseline requirements for these data centers. Are you seeing other communities create those as well? And what are they? Is it, you know, you got to have some sort of energy self-sustainability, water filtration on their end before the water comes back out? What kind of things are you seeing?
So in a lot of ways right now, the conversation is around the environmental review, because that is typically the kind of one of the biggest ways that you can slow down any type of building in any area. You can say, oh, well, you know, how is this going to impact our water systems, our energy grid, all of these types of things? And the efforts to learn and check and see can often take a while. So that's one way that some people are doing this. But really, the biggest concern that is out there is that these things are going to push up the cost of living in an area where typically people have been able to live for a relatively okay amount of money, right? We're not talking about New York and San Francisco and Chicago. We're talking about the middle of the country, where families have been able to live for decades and live on pretty stable salaries. And now you're saying, oh, well, our energy prices might start shooting up. And that's just scary.
Are there pros to a data center as the industry works right now?
So part of the pros are really long-term thinking. So a great example I like to bring up all the time is Salt Lake City, right, in Utah. They had a bunch of investment that went into their tech programs in their local communities and colleges. And decades later, they are now a hub of the video game industry. And some of the biggest video games made in the world are made there. So yes, there can be benefits, but it takes a long time. And so part of this is about, okay, well, yeah, you do get to watch your Netflix quicker and you're not as annoyed at the end of the day. That is important. A lot of people need that moment to be able to watch like their guilty pleasures on Netflix, and that's cool. But the other thing is that it may over time attract more of these techie people into your community. And for some people, that's not that great, right? They have a kind of a negative view of the tech world. But the truth is that a lot of the jobs of the future, as we have seen over the last few decades, somehow have to interact with technology. And, it, you know, fiction tells us, right? Sci-fi says AI is going to be around forever. I highly doubt it's going to go away, right? Even if it gets smaller. So you're going to need good people who know this stuff in your community. And starting now is a form of investment. But of course, you know, are these large companies like Google and Microsoft and all these others taking advantage of your community? Are they not, right? How are they handling these things? Are they good neighbors? All these types of questions suddenly pop up. And also, by the way, are they making too many promises, right? Are they saying, hey, we'll give you the stars, give us a tax break, and then it doesn't end up working out that way?
That's CBS tech contributor Ian Scherer, and the Armory, of course, was rebuilt recently as a giant entertainment center, and now it's being proposed for a data center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.